is a Bramble Jam podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Bran. I love the Hallmark Olive movies. Hey,
everybody. My name is Panda. I like the Hallmark movies, don't ya?
I'm Dan. I despise Hallmark movies. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
So help me, if you said you
because I'm more on point than I ever have been.
Hey, people
today
on the Tron that are watching
you
live, let us know.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Whoa. No, but that's my get in the groove act.
That's his get in the groove act.
Deck the Hallmark, everybody.
Speaking of getting in the groove act, it's your boys, Brand Panda Dan, back with another episode of DTH.
And Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Boys, can I ask you this? Do you smell that?
I smell some olives.
Go past the olives. What else do you smell?
Some oil.
Past this week, what do you smell?
Our weekend? No. How's your weekend?
I know what is happening here. Let me try again. Just start from the beginning.
Hey, boys. You smell that?
Ooh, Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Christmas in July is coming, everybody. We could not be more excited. You know I will. We're very excited about the Christmas in July. If you're on our social medias, you're going to see our schedule, the release. But here is what I would really like to encourage people to do ahead of Christmas in July. We're all very excited.
Super excited.
Christmas in July. I would encourage you, if you have not signed up for Friendly TV, you should do it. Not just because you get to see us. That's great. But you get a unlimited DVR that lasts for 180 days. And here's what that means.
What?
Yes.
I thought it was 30 days.
They upped it.
They bumped it
180
up.
180 days.
Son of a bitch.
So here's what that means. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
That means that you can record Christmas movies in July. You can watch them all the way until new movies start.
Man.
At the end of October.
FriendlyTV.com/DTH.
I don't know
right
how
now
else to talk you into it.
FriendlyTV.com/DTH. Right now.
On demand, you can watch your boys.
Come on.
Two movies every single week. We're very excited about Christmas in July is where it's at.
History or History podcast coming back. You can watch that on Friendly TV too.
Wow.
If you want to try to catch my lie with visuals.
Yes.
You can do it.
I do want to catch your lie with visuals.
You just like to catch it whenever you can.
You know I do. Panda, what's going on, man? I know that you're kind of sitting, you're permeating.
Permeating is not a word. I just want to make that clear. Go ahead.
You're permeating?
No, I am today. Bran, I've been just kind of soaking in it, really stewing in it, and I'm ready to go.
Stewing in what?
So uncomfortable.
No, just what have you been stewing in?
Oh, good vibes only.
Good vibes, yeah. Good vibes only.
Good vibes only. You've been doing the best of.
Yes.
And what did he say? Oh, go have fun.
He said, we're doing an interview
for Raleigh TV, and it's like, oh, the Raleigh, blah, 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 blah. We're like, yeah, we'll see you out there. And you just pepper in, go have fun.
Go have fun.
Panda
at one point in the best of says, I love underline, highlight,
hyphen. He says, underline, hyphen.
Hyphen. Underline, hyphen, asterisk.
Asterisk.
Speaking of the best of year two,
this Thursday
is dropping this Thursday. Right. I hope that you guys really enjoyed year one. I had a lot of fun put it together, listen to all these classic moments, and a big shout out to our patrons who helped make this possible by
you
going
to be
back
a part of that
and listening to every single.
There's one way to do it, and it's actually different now than it used to be. You're going to go to. Can I give this out?
Yeah, I guess so.
Bramble,
are we doing this live?
Oh, no, hold on. Because we're giving the patrons a little ahead of time to
give them a
to
jump
scoot over July 1st.
We're not going to announce it before July 1st.
Well, Bramble Jam Plus is coming out. I think we've already announced that. But how to sign up?
We're not
going to
give them the info.
Yes. No.
Okay. Got it.
Come back.
But you're going to get to sign up for Bramble Jam Plus sooner or later. It's going to be awesome. All the podcasts are going to be ad free. You may have noticed a few extra ads on our podcast these days.
You're welcome.
You can get them all for ad free for a low price of $5 a month. You want more Deck the Hallmark? You can do it. You want more History of His Story? You can do it. You want more Yo Gavel Gavel Back to Bayside? Whatever. You can do it at Bramble Jam Plus.
And I want to make this perfectly clear. You and mention the ads. There's been a couple of like Spanish JCPenney ads and whatnot. Yeah. Here's what I want you to know. And this is just from me to you, just a little tidbit. Anything that's not read by us,
we didn't choose.
Go ahead and skip. Go ahead and skip.
We didn't choose it.
We didn't choose it.
We are not affiliated with it. No. So just tranquilo.
Guys,
okay?
We get paid regardless. We get paid regardless.
That's right.
So just go ahead and skip those ads or sign up for Bramble Gym.
Bramble Gym Plus. It's been tough to keep the lights on here and feed your need, Dan, for different kinds of plastic surgery.
JCPenney in Espanol. Yeah, this is as good as I can look with plastic surgery.
Yes. Yes.
That's the thing.
But I will say this. You look great.
You do
look great. The Botox has done wonders for you.
It's stretching. My crow's feet are gone.
Yeah. Thank God.
I don't know what crow's feet are, but I hear that in the skin commercials. Can someone explain it to me? It's something around your eyes. Crow's feet.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, Trace, what do you got?
Well, crow's feet, sometimes when you get real uggo, crows come down, attack your face, their feet come off. I don't know if you know about the crows. They're constantly, you know how like sometimes you lose a tooth, another one pops in? Like that for crow's feet.
So you're saying, Trace, that
yes.
actual feet of crows...
They pop on off.
...dislodge from their bodies
Dislodgel.
So new feet can grow in.
That's right.
And they stick to your face.
Only for uggos.
And people have been, only for uggos. And yes. people have been walking around with feet, crow's feet on their face.
That's how I understood it.
And none of us have yeah. seen it.
Mainly you, though, from what Mainly I gather.
Me. Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
I yeah, talked yeah. to all the crows.
Okay.
Coming for Dan.
You're a crow whisperer.
I am a crow whisperer. Yeah.
But in all the years you've known me, you've never seen me with crow's feet on my face.
Oh, I have.
It's time for Love Under the Olive Tree. Fall movie.
Summer solstice, fall movie.
Do you remember all the times in your life when you said you liked the fall ones more than the Christmas?
Uh-huh.
All right. Love Under the Olive Tree.
I do.
Originally aired on June 20th.
2020!
It went a little something like this. Nicole's family runs an olive oil company, Cabela's Olive Oil.
You sure that's not like an outdoors place?
There's a copyright. And then there's another rival company in town.
Bass Pro Shop.
Brandini's.
Okay, got it.
Brandini's, which sounds like a washed-up magician. The great Brandini. The Brandini's oil has won a competition, the fall time competition, 3 years in a row, and they will not let you forget it. Nicole is going to take over her family's company. Her grandpa is retiring. She's going to take it over. Jake Brandini is a hotshot deal maker who lives in the big city of San Francisco. Not interested in being a part of the family business at all until his grandpa gets sick. And by sick, I mean just a sprained arm or something. Turns out that the Cabela's and the Brandini's, they used to be one company, but then they split after the grandparents got upset with each other. They each have different recollections of how that happened. Nicole is planning to expand the premises to have a dining facility. More people can come in. They can try the oils. They can do testings and all that good stuff. But Jake discovers that the Cabela's have been building on their land, and they want to expand onto their land. And so Nicole's like, that's not true. I have a thing right here that shows that we are in the clear. And so they take it to court, and the judge decides, like all good judges do, that whoever wins the yearly olive oil competition gets the land.
Gavel, gavel.
And so it's time for the Fall Fest. And there's all these competitions. There's the Cornucopia 500. There's all sorts of fun stuff. Nicole and Jake, they keep bickering back and forth. They keep competing. And Jake decides that he needs to learn the family business. But it's all over his head. He doesn't know what's going on. And so he decides to really get into the nitty-gritty of the olive oil. He's enjoying getting his hands dirty for once. And he goes on a tour at the Cabela's olive oil farm and decides, listen, my family's company needs to be less manufactured. We need to start doing things with our hands again. They then compete in the Cornucopia 500, which we all know what it is. And Nicole wins, and Jake really wants to hug her, but he doesn't. They then go on a bike ride together. They then dance together. They open up about why they wanted to hang out as kids and why they ended up stopping hanging out. She overheard Jake talk to his dad about how... He hates hanging out with her. But he's like, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about my tutor. I don't understand how you possibly misconstrued that. I love hanging out with you. And so they go on a hayride together. They dance. The judge's band is playing, and it's all coming together. The next day, Jake finds another map on the property. Brings it to the judge. And
Nicole, double map.
And Nicole sees it happen. And she's like, why are you trying to sway the judge to vote for you? I thought we had a thing going on here. And Jake tries to explain, listen, I am not trying to do anything. There's something going on here. I just can't tell you. And then she's like, I can't believe you. I danced with you during the judge's music. That night, she sees an old picture of her and her grandpa, and she decides, I'm going to change our entry to a more traditional oil. The competition happens. They're all trying it. Great oils all around. The other oil companies that also exist in this town. The Damn. Winner is Cabela's. Hey. Nicole won. The next day, she goes to visit the judge, and she's like, hey, I won fair and square. Give me that land. And the judge is like, hey, Jake didn't tell you. He found a map that proves that the land was yours this whole time.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, I didn't know. I thought I misconstrued it. And so she goes to find Jake, and she apologizes. And he says, listen, I'm moving back to San Francisco. Maybe we can do something. They kiss. And then their companies join together as one 6 months later. And that was
Love Under the Olive Tree.
We did
That's
it.
Exactly right. That's easy exactly
for you to say.
Why?
It was. It was easy for you to say.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, we are.
And we'll be back right after.
Hola.
Hello.
That Yacy Penny ad was in fuego. All the ropas that you could possibly want. What's for that? Verano, invierno.
What is all those?
Ropas is clothes.
Yep.
Verano's summer, invierno's winter.
You got it.
Yeah.
You're smart.
You're so good.
You're so good. You're so good.
You're a smart friend.
Hey, guys, I'd love to break this movie down. I was thinking earlier today about how we could do it.
The other day.
What if we had four? Oh, my God. Yeah. Do it one more time because I don't want to. I was interrupting you.
I was thinking the other day. What if we start with hot take?
Oh, wow.
We got to get a jam. We got to record
that. Panda's going to sing the praise of the olive tree.
We'll get there. Panda, what
Chris
do you think
Rice, everybody.
Yeah, Chris. This movie, listen, it's a fall movie, and so I'm naturally predisposed to like this,
yeah.
Right? This movie's got some praiseworthy things within it, but it is kind of a mess. It's not the most exciting of the Hallmark movies. The plot is them going back and forth to each other's olive farms again and again. And again, like that is the movie, and it's fall. But I'll get into the fall because I'm not sure about that. It's more inclusive, this movie.
Yes,
which I think is something to be praised in this regard.
Commendable.
I wish it was a better movie. It's not a good fall movie. It did not give me very many fall feels. Their decorating for fall is all over the place.
Mm.
It's clear they filmed this in summer and just didn't even do any sort of graphic touch-up work to make it look fall. Mm. And it's just kind of a mess of a movie. The two leads, who I liked individually in this movie, seemed to me like they did not have great chemistry together in this movie. I'm not entirely sure they fully liked each other.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, I never was sold on that. And she ends up liking him, and he's okay, but I never saw why she would like him, if that makes sense. I had trouble with the love element of this movie. So that's where I'm at in this movie. It's fine. Would I watch again? Probably is background noise, but it's not.
You know what's going to be funny is Brandon and I have not talked about this, but we did watch it together, and I watched his face during some of the more romantic scenes, and I think he was buying it. Like, I think he really loved the leads, and I want Brandon to take it from there because I think this is going to be fascinating. Go for it.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Brandon. It's good to be here. I really did like the leads together. I loved them a lot. There were moments I thought they did a really good job of selling this story to me about these two kids who liked hanging out as kids. Something happens. They get back together. It starts awkward. And then they start to pick up where they left off. It's like riding a bike. They start to fall in love. They sold that story to me. The rest of the movie did not get sold to Bran. Overall, I can understand why it got shelved. But I'm happy it finally saw the light of day. I enjoyed it overall. Definitely some weak moments, like most of the story. But the characters themselves, I like the friends. I like them together. And so overall, I was able to enjoy it because of the characters and not so much because of the story. I just do not care about olive oil. Unless it got a little salt, pepper in it, a little with the bread, and Parmesan. You dip it. From that, I don't really care. This is more than I have ever thought about olive oil in my life. I cannot comprehend why there would be so many olive oil companies in this one town. I cannot comprehend why the judge is to judge the mayor. There's a lot of things.
A lot about the judge.
But overall, the story, not a big fan, but the characters did work for Bran, which is why I ended up.
I will say I'm surprised that this movie got shelved. Because
really?
Here's why.
You're surprised this movie got shelved. We're going to do this?
Yeah. I mean, to me, okay, as weak as it is overall, there have been worse fall movies.
Let's just be very clear. This movie was shelved because of the gay couple.
You think so? 100%?
Most definitely shelved because of the gay couple. Here's the thing about this movie that is very commendable. They have a very historic Hallmark moment in this movie that they have a legitimate gay couple and they're moving towards a more diverse, inclusive property as a brand, which is awesome. And they don't think to improve the quality of the movie at all. And so they established the fact that they can make bad movies with all kinds of people, something that I thought they could do. I've thought they could do for years now. The reason this was shelved is because of that.
Okay.
Had to be. There's no other reason. This movie is classically bad, though. Like, it is not a good movie. It's very boring. Very boring.
Mm-hmm.
There are times I just was like, their property line's the same property line. They're literally from here, 100 feet away is the other guy. Like, that's the whole movie. It's olive oil. They're just going back and forth. I did not like the leads. I thought it was knockoff Michael Rady and knockoff Jill Wagner in a knockoff romance and a knockoff movie. I thought it was bad all the way around.
Wrong.
It's a no-go from
you
Dan.
You could not be more wrong about the knockoffs, although I do appreciate the comparisons because they are kind of like...
Spot on.
But they're not knockoffs.
I felt like that girl was either Jill Wagner or she was like Taylor Swift combined with older Taylor Swift.
I liked her. Tori is her name. Anderson? Tori?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I liked her. I thought she was like...
Didn't do anything for me.
He's been... wasn't he a sea captain in one of the movies that we saw? He was like on a boat.
I don't think so.
He's from something for sure.
Yeah, I'm almost.
Oh, is he the guy with the boat in the lake?
Yeah.
No, that's not him.
I'm 100%
look,
sure.
Look
that's
him up.
Him.
Look him up.
It's got to be
All
boat
I'm trying
boy.
To say is I like
it's not
them both.
Boat boy.
I like them both.
That guy had a beard. This guy didn't have a beard.
That, my friend, is a very good argument.
Yeah. You sold me, Dan.
Just here.
You're right. He did have something you can grow and shave off. It's time for All the Feels. It's part of the show. We talk about what this movie gave us those fall feels, I guess, in summertime. Panda?
If I had to point to something that gave me feels.
Not him. Just clear.
Okay. Well,
What's he in?
He's been in other ones. He was in A God Went Christmas, too.
Yeah.
God Winkier. He was in Cold Pursuit with Liam Neeson. All right.
I know about your MS.
Your MS.
I know about your MS. Oh, that's good.
Boy, that is classic.
Now everyone does, Carol.
I liked it. It shouldn't have worked for me, but I liked when he went to visit her during the tour. That scene was kind of, I guess, amusing in the sense of like, just developing the playful nature of their relationship, if there is going to be something that you can say about it. I thought that was a good scene overall. I enjoyed it. I'm an olive oil boy. I used to I like going to the olive oil companies where you can sample the different ones.
Palmetto.
But Palmetto there's been other oil. Ones. Yeah. There's a bunch of them. But I enjoyed doing that. That's a lot of fun for me. So this was fun for me.
I've never even
Palmetto olive oil is delicious.
Yes,
I don't.
Crazy
I'm
good.
not. as big. I love olive oil. I'm not going to spend a day sampling olive oil. There's on Augusta, and then I think they've got a couple other stores. They got vinegar.
You don't spend a whole day doing it. It's like
But I mean, if I'm in an Italian restaurant and they bring a little olive oil, and bread to the table, tell me I'm not impressed. That's why Carrabba's is better than Olive Garden.
That's what those. That's what those little plates are for.
Neither are good. I want to be clear.
False. Olive Garden is the best.
Oh,
those breadsticks.
They are good.
Unlimited. You're telling me I can sit here all day and keep bringing them out.
Fazoli's, but no drive-thru.
Man, Fazoli's.
Wrong. You're wrong about this. Yeah. It's better than Fazoli's breadsticks.
No.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yes.
Fazoli's breadsticks and Olive Garden breadsticks are literally the same thing.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
No.
I have a feels here that Dan is going to make fun of.
Oh, yeah.
But hard. I like
it's that line.
Yeah.
It's over.
So they're dancing together.
Gosh. They're not dancing yet.
The judge. Well, yeah, of course. The judge is playing, the mood is happening, and he goes over and he's like, hey, you want to dance? And she says, I can't dance. I have two left feet. And he says, that's okay. I have two right feet.
That's so dumb.
It's a great, I
feel
loved
like it was like a rom-com robot. Spit it out.
Here's why
all
I
feet
loved
are accounted
it.
For.
Here's why I
we have all feet, two left, two right. Romance ensues.
Is he a Nixon romance robot?
Nixon? You mean Kennedy?
Yeah.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Two right feet.
President.
That's terrible. That line is terrible. They still wouldn't be able to dance if one of them's got two left and one of them's got two right.
No. You could. Totally.
Of course. Dan, of course. If you break this
it doesn't
line
work.
Down, it doesn't make sense. But I would argue to the case, to the jury, that some of the best lines of love are really just play on words and not so much about if they make sense or not. To say, I have two left feet, he is coming and saying, hey, I'm no better. I have two right. But together, we will work.
Oh my gosh.
We both have our flaws, but together, we're better. So, I can't dance either, but together we cannot
but he's
dance
teaching
well
her how to dance.
He's not teaching her how to dance.
Yes, he is.
He was saying, I'm not a good dancer either, but together we can make it work.
It was a terrible line.
It was a great line. You're wrong.
Where are you?
You're wrong.
It's a dumb line.
Yeah, it's a dumb line.
I'm not saying
it's
not.
He literally backs you on everything,
saying,
and he agrees it's a dumb
line. I'm not saying it's not a dumb line. I'm saying it is a romantic line that worked for Brand.
Mm.
If you're going to say, it sounds like something dumb I'd say to my wife, like in the moment. And like,
and you would be like, man, I freaking nailed that.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. But, that's not
if
this.
We came up with that line, man, we would be bragging about it for years.
Have you ever heard me?
Yeah.
I can't say anything right.
Two left, left turn.
Right,
dance
two
room.
Left rights make one wrong move.
She's saying I can't dance. He's saying I can't dance either. It doesn't matter
left,
if
right,
we're
left.
Together.
Let's go.
It's a great line.
Left turn at romance.
It's a great line.
Right turn into my heart.
Yeah, it's a no-go on the fields for Dan.
Boo!
I searched my heart and found
Boo!
Nothing.
Go back to JCPenney's.
No.
C.
Hey, Kayate.
What's that mean?
I mean, shut up. I hope it does.
And
anyway.
Dance with me. really, no feels at all?
None. Zero. You know the closest I came? Isn't that dumb scene where the two grandpas get together and they start mending fences? That's just, and if it wouldn't have started with, you want to look at this photo?
Look at this photograph.
Like literally, that makes two right feet just pure gold. Like he hasn't talked to this guy in how many years and he's going to start
with, a photo album.
I brought this photo album along. You want to take a look? Sit on the couch.
I know we haven't talked in years, but I have been working on the greatest hits.
But everything after that I loved. And the fact that they were like talking about the olive oil, and he's like, I'm going to add mine. He's like, no, you're not. You never change. And then they smile and like, it's son of a gun. And they go inside. I thought that was great.
Yeah. It's time for one more break. We'll be back after some words from the people.
Buenos dias.
Hi, everybody.
That's
welcome
the good
back.
Stuff right there.
Welcome back. That is the good stuff. hey, do you want to talk about the things in this movie that made us go,
huh? No way.
What? It's part of the show where we do break down moments of this movie that made us just pause for a second. And I will start with my good friend Panda. Panda, hi.
Hey. I'm concerned that this town doesn't have technology, or that Nikki doesn't understand technology, mainly because she said, hey, I'm going to pitch to you guys the dreams and the visions of what we're planning on doing for the future. And she proceeds to introduce her dream or vision board, which looks like, to me, something I would have given a C or D on as a high school teacher to a project that was turned in last night.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Trifold board, all black, color photos, no borders.
No borders.
No explanation.
Nope.
No words. Just trifold board and pictures.
Here.
Like, here. And the other thing is how long did that take her that could have been solved with a quick projection and slideshow?
I mean, PowerPoint would have saved her so much time on that.
I can remember as early as Let It Snow with CCB.
Yep.
They give a PowerPoint. Now, they stay up all night making it, but they give a PowerPoint presentation about the new lodge. She doesn't have time to put some. It would have taken less time to put those pics into a slideshow.
I don't understand.
That is the dumbest thing. And then they have blueprints in front of them. They're just like pencil drawings of a house. And you're like, so if I take this and look at that, it all makes sense. What are you talking about? That was terrible.
It was bad.
Some people are visual and tangible.
Kinesthetic is what we're going for.
No, tangible.
Okay.
Okay. I'm concerned about her company as well.
Oh, yeah.
She mentions that, okay, the property line, this is all sorts of confusing to me, the property line. I have so many questions that could fall under
What the hallmark.
Yeah. But in this case, this is more it doesn't make any sense to me. So clearly, the property line cuts off part of her building plan.
In Jake's prints, she has room to build to that line.
Correct.
However, Jake's prints, the current building is already over the line.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, it all yes. right. The current yes. building
the
is
the current
all right.
building is over
about
the line.
The That's far right. right corner.
That's okay.
right.
Okay. So that okay, and that would clarify, because my thing is, she said we don't have the money to rebuild the Capitol. To me, you had only laid gravel down at that point, and you're saying you don't have the capital to build anything. Like,
what you're saying is she didn't have the capital to tear down and rebuild something new. They did have the money to expand
out
on.
Okay.
Yeah. She's saying it's cheaper to expand out than to expand that makes, up, essentially.
Or to tear down and completely redo.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. My thing about Jake is he becomes an olive oil connoisseur.
Overnight.
So he is telling men who have been doing this literally their entire lives. Right. They've been working in this factory their entire life. He goes, it's an unbalanced flavor is what he starts doing. And these men are all like, you're right. It would be as if we went to the Kringle factory a year ago. Yeah. I looked at Teresa and I was like, nah, you're doing it wrong, Teresa. Nope, this is incorrect.
Give this guy a shot.
Doesn't make any sense to me. And also, finally, this olive oil competition, it's called, and I quote, the Fall Festival Olive Oil Competition.
Sure.
Which is the, and at multiple times, people just call it the olive oil competition.
Yeah.
It's the most generic olive oil competition, if that is such a thing. But the prestige that's attached to three judges.
Yeah.
Who are just sitting there tasting and going, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, submit your entry like 2 minutes before we're getting ready to taste test. Seems disproportionate to me.
I have a lot of questions about the Fall Festival and the priorities they put on things. That's for the What the Hallmark. Having said that, to me, it's like clearly this town rests in between a lot of olive trees. And so it would be like the Apple Festival or whatever. Like, it didn't surprise me that they had an olive oil testing, tasting, whatever.
That doesn't surprise me.
It didn't surprise me. They had three judges. None of that surprised me. The Fall Fest in general seemed weird that it would culminate with the olive oil tasting. Yeah. And also, I'm still a little confused at what the Cornucopia 500 is supposed to be, aside from just a
one lane race. How do you race?
You can't pass anywhere.
You can't pass.
Whoever starts first is going to win, barring some sort of accident.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Okay. The olive oil competition makes zero sense.
Apparently, when you drive a Porsche, you can park anywhere you want to.
Yeah, you
can. Because here's the movie starts by, hey, I'm going to go where the ambulance is parked. Okay. And then he just goes and he just parks willy-nilly in the road. There's no one else parking in the road. He's like, I'm going to go get coffee. Park right here. Apparently, and when you're a Porsche driver, you just drive.
When
you're a Porsche driver, you park your Porsche wherever you want to. So Jake walks into the, is it a coffee shop? Is it a bar? What is it? I don't know.
It's her diner.
Diner. So he walks in, and she doesn't recognize him, and yet she still knows every single detail of his life. Like, she knows where he's at. I don't know. It just struck me as, if you know that much about somebody, you're clearly thinking about them a lot. I don't, even if you don't have technology, I have a hard time believing that you wouldn't recognize this guy. This, there's a, during the tour of the tour.
You're not in Strange Brew. Like, you're not from Canada.
During the tour, there is a woman who's taking the tour, and she says, I'm going to go to Barnabello's.
Brandini's.
I'm going to go to Brandini's tomorrow. This lady is touring multiple different olive oil.
I imagine it's like wineries.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, wineries it is.
Yes, of course. I know that. But olive oil?
I'm sure
you got to really want it to go on an olive oil tour that's multiple days long.
I did have the Cornucopia 500 track. is the hayride in this town strictly for adults?
Because there
is nary a child to be found on any hayride.
I didn't even notice that.
And last but not least, go ahead.
I would not be caught dead on a hayride without my children. Right. I think they're the worst things in the world. My kids love them.
Itchy.
And they tried to make it like romantic.
Yeah.
And if I don't have my kids with me, it's a hard no on the hayride.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
So you're telling me, Bran, see a hayride. It's just us three boys hanging out at the Fall Fest, and you're saying you're not joining us on the hayride?
Is it like a Deck the Hallmark event, or is it just the three of us hanging out for friendship?
No, friendship.
Then no.
I think you would end
up. I think you'd do it.
I would not.
If the two of us were doing it, you'd come on.
No, I would.
There's a 100% chance you would do it.
0%
chance. 100%. Dan, listen.
I'll be in the shade drinking a Diet Coke.
I've been a friend of yours for a while.
You get a free bag of Airhead Extremes.
A free bag of Airhead Extreme Sourfuls?
Sourfuls.
At 1211 Lawrence Road, Sweet C? If I get a free bag of sour candy and it's a standard length hayride, I'm in.
When you say standard length, is that like a 5 minute? What to use?
10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15.
Yeah.
Also, slide me a few of those boys while I'm doing my last one.
Absolutely.
At the end of the movie, so the grandpa has an arm situation, right? He has an arm situation. He's sprained it, I believe, is what we've come up with.
No, they said he broke his arm.
Broke his arm?
That's what they say in the
movie.
But
they broke it, but then he has a soft cast on.
He has a sling, and he's got a neoprene cast on it. It looks like he's just like had a tough round of tennis.
Whatever is going on with his arm. At the end, Nicole wins the competition.
Oh, this is classic.
And he claps palm down, and then on top like this.
Yeah.
Which saves you, he can do this. He can do a normal clap, no reason. Grandpa just...
It's like he's the dawn of a giant family mafia.
Yeah.
And he just stands up and he's just like... It was the weirdest
thing. It's like Blendini family.
How little...
Blendini is something you can get at Rita's Frozen Custard.
That's a Blendini.
It's very different. But I could go for a Blendini. Man, I'll say that much. Too.
It's as if you're just like, you want to know how little I care about you? Mm. I won't even turn over my other hand to give you a proper clap.
Just top of the hand clap, just like that. That is terrible. I know we talk a lot about how the lead female in the movies and their mom is usually really close in age. In this movie, Nicole's father and grandfather are the same age. Like, that, there is just no way around this.
There is a world in which her dad may be older than the grandpa.
It looks like it is
very
neck
close.
And neck. Yeah. They're both bald. They're both just there, and I feel like they have the same amount of gravitas on screen. Didn't understand it. Technology's a problem all through the movie. Jake, for a big city boy, like, he decides he really misses the hometown feel of an actual landline phone ring, and so he puts it as his ringtone on his iPhone. And then Hallmark is very proud that they now know that their characters can register for things online, because she's like, oh, this class is full. And he's like, yeah, I registered. And then he holds the phone up and he goes, online. Like, these phones are good for more than talking, y'all. You ever figured it out? This judge is a what the Hallmark, but I'm sorry, Hallmark. If we are letting judges rule in favor of a competition. So, hey, which property lines are right? This map or this map? Well, I've looked over the evidence, And I've come to terms that the law dictates that you have to have an olive oil off. Like, that doesn't make... I'm sorry. Like, there is no world where that is a real judge.
That borderlines on bribery. Because that's, it's like, up the olive oil ante or else you're not going to get it.
The fact that she's one of the judges as well makes it even more horrifying.
It's sketchy. It's sketchy.
Oh, my gosh, yes. For sure. She's going to end up judging it regardless. Why not just do it in the courtroom like a normal person?
You know, with the law.
Yeah. The second time that Nick sees Jake, she goes, "Jake, twice in 2 days." And I, like, at that point, you just go, "Again?" Or, like, double the Jake, double the fun?
Two days in a row, huh?
15 years, no. Jake, twice in 2 days. What? What? That is not anything a human being says. Twice in 2 days. Oh, we're seeing you again, huh? And then she doesn't have any social media, which is a riot to me. But the best is that she's talking to her best bud that Jake thinks they're dating somehow. And she goes, this is a real line. "I can't believe he had the audacity to look me up online." And I'm here to tell you that if you went to high school with someone, it is a common occurrence if you think of them to go, "I wonder what they're up to now." Your first thing that you would do is look him up online. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you would do.
100%.
Like, audacity.
She's treating him like he's the Golden State Killer. And she, all he did was type in, you know, Sticky Nicky on the... Now, that could be a problem.
Yes.
All he did was type in Nicole on the Facebook.
Google it.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal, Nicole. It's normal. Jake, there's numerous misunderstandings in this movie, but one early on is Nicole thinks that Jake blows him off there when they're in high school, and then she never talks to him again. And it turns out that Jake just happened to be talking to his summer tutor, and he was upset at his summer tutor for, and I want to make sure I get this right, giving him extra homework. So in this scenario that Jake has painted just outside of San Francisco, he has a tutor during the summer. All right, that's weird, okay? But either his parents want him to stay on top of his grades, or he's a dummy dum-dum-dum. Either way, he's got a summer tutor. And that summer tutor is going to give homework, which normally doesn't exist in the summer. But this summer tutor that only works during the summers has given Jake homework and then gone, "You know what? Not enough for you, bucko. Here's more homework." Who's making sure he does this homework? It doesn't, like, that is the dumbest. They could have thought of literally any reason why that misunderstanding happening. But what about, like, did they just throw darts on a board for summer tutor extra homework? Like, I don't
also
know
extra
that...
homework. It's like there is a set agreed upon amount of work to do. We're going to go over that. Yeah. We have agreed ahead of time.
We've agreed.
Only two pieces of paper a day. I'm giving you three.
At the very end of the movie.
That's extra.
At the very end of the movie, she brings in a surprise olive oil. Like, she's got her submission. And then she's like, "Wait, stop the presses." And it's this basket with this very nicely dressed, you know, bow and bottles and stuff. And she goes up to the judge and she's like, "This is the entry." And the judge just basically, he looks very put off. And he goes, "That's highly unconventional." Clearly, it's within the rules. So, like, that's a weird, like, and then the dad of the Brandini family looks at the bottle and goes, "We got this in the bag." Can he just, like, he can just tell.
You can tell by the color.
That fancy bow.
By the color.
That's all I need to know, and it's done and done. And that is all I got.
Great job, everybody. Great job. Well done. It's time for What the Hallmark is Part of Show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe have them give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
I want to know about, is olive oil a science to make, or is it all in your gut? Because it I was legitimately under the impression that there is a degree of science to making this. Like, there is a formula that you would need to follow, and yet they repeatedly emphasize that it's just not as good and that regulations have really messed up the olive oil industry. And I just have
big
questions.
Government coming
big
in
government
and regulating.
Trying to regulate, FDA stepping in and being like, "You can't pour
so
it."
I initially was put off by this movie because I thought I knew more about olive oil than I did.
Right.
So, like, I was watching, I was like, "You can't just combine different barrels of olive oil." And this takes a long, and I looked it up. It takes 40 minutes to make olive oil. That's it. 40 minutes.
Okay.
I thought it was like an age situation.
Yeah, I did too.
No, 40 minutes, olive oil is done. From olives to oil, 40 minutes, done.
Right.
So Having known that, then there has to be a lot more art to it. If anybody can make olive oil, if they've got the olives in 40 minutes, there has to be a little bit more of like a feel to how it's done. Having said that, it does seem like they're very willy-nilly with this. Oh, I'll add a little bit from jug A and jug B. And I'm like, yep. It's not like they're making a suicide at the fountain.
Yeah.
Like,
I just, it legitimately was a question because I don't know, A, how it's made. I always thought it was like, well, it takes, you know, several months for it to, you know, curate or whatever it's called.
40 minutes.
Huh.
There you have it.
I guess it is. It's a little bit of art and science combined. There you go. And I love it.
That's my favorite type. Art and science combined. I know how to spell science too, don't you worry. I have one. It's just a judge in general, but specifically if I were to kind of narrow it down, it is the judge's instrumental only band.
Oh yeah. They all got mics.
The whole band has mics, but they do not sing. Do not expect them to. They will jam. And they jam.
They do.
Oh, they jam.
They are playing all the Lady Antebellum covers you can ask for.
But I will not sing.
That slow dance is, it's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. I've got two right feet.
They're just Lady A now. They changed their
just
name.
Just Lady A. Yep. No Lady Antebellum. A. I like that.
But yeah, I just, how did she get started with music? Why does she just got a really bad voice? I'm just intrigued by her.
She's fascinating.
Whole thing. Yes.
Yeah. So we know that Jake's a lawyer. He's a hotshot big city lawyer. But when he goes, like, he's at his firm a couple times, or at least in a business office. When he goes back home, he says, all right, I'm going back to the big city. And somebody goes, I guess those tech zillionaires aren't going to sue themselves. So, does that mean that his job is to sue big tech corporations? Because they portray him as a guy that works for a big, like a lawyer for a big tech corporation. But unless those tech zillionaire companies are in fact suing themselves, the implication is that he's like the little guy fighting
the big tech dude,
the big tech company. And I want to know, because if so, like, don't quit your job, bro. We need that. We need people like that. I want to know.
I hadn't
know.
Really thought about that. Yeah. That's good.
We did it, everybody. We did it. Great job. Love all around.
Under the there olive tree.
There it is. There it is.
Unbelievable.
Hey, it is time for our favorite part of the show. It's the part, really, we do the show to get to this. And it is
patron the patron of the week. Of the week. It's my patron.
Everybody wants one. Everybody wants one for the week.
And I always remember to Google last second on a lot of these things.
You do. Yeah. So you didn't do a deep dive this time.
It's a last second Google, but don't worry. I've got some good stuff.
Who do we have today, Dan?
I've got AJ Callie and Aaliyah Miller. AJ Callie and Aaliyah Miller.
Yeah. AJ and Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Aaliyah. I'm just getting the googs set up. Okay. Don't scoff.
Oh,
I wouldn't want your scoffs.
Don't want no scoffs.
Scoff is a kind of scoff. No scoff for me.
They're good friends, as you would be. And since they're such good friends, decided to go into the food industry together. Nice. I warned them maybe this isn't the time to do it, but they created Shandy's Shakes.
Shandy's Shakes.
Yep.
Okay, a couple questions.
Now hear me out. Their tagline, and this clarifies a lot, at least for me, you shake it, we make it.
Okay.
So a milkshake.
That clarifies something for you?
A milkshake.
Oh, no.
It's not a milkshake.
No.
What is it?
Well, I mean, anything you shake, they'll make it.
But isn't the shake the action of making it?
No. This is what he's saying. So I take my phone.
Yep.
I go up to them and I go shake. I then hand it to them and they can
recreate it in a food format. Yeah. Cakes, batters.
I'm confused. He shakes his phone. What do they make?
They make something that looks like my phone. A cake of my phone.
But what if you don't shake it?
You don't get it.
Dummy.
It couldn't be any clearer. You shake it, we make it. I mean,
I don't know what you want. You're a real doofus.
This is one of the clearer ones, Dan, and I am surprised that you were hung up by it. You go up to the window.
This is the dumbest thing ever.
You go up to the
window. And I made it dumber.
You shake it.
Because I tried to add some sort of logic to the proceedings, and that's on me.
So what are the, do you get to pick
so
what
I just,
it is they
I go
make.
Up and I shake my water
yeah.
at them. And then they, and then I say, then you they make
say,
me.
They make it.
Make, do you make me water?
No. Like they make you something that looks like a water bottle. A cake.
But do I get to choose?
I don't know that.
Okay.
Do you get to choose?
They're still working out the details.
So I got to walk up and I got to go, cake.
Is that how it works?
Well, they've done pastries.
Okay.
Now hear me out, lasagnas shaped like what you want. They can do anything.
Why would I need to hear you out? This is bonkers absurd. And I'm going to jump off the bus at lasagna? It's like, hear me out. Before you go crazy, Daniel, they've made lasagnas.
Because it's... You haven't had them. They're great.
Yeah.
Shandy shakes.
So if I shook this water, would they make a lasagna in the shape of that bottle water?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, AJ and Aaliyah. You nailed it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it personally.
You shake it, we make it.
You shake it, they make it.
Yep.
Now, what is it called again?
Shandy Shakes.
Who's Shandy?
Oh, it was just a thing that they came up with.
We should have an alliteration. Shake. What else can we give? Sherry? Nah. How about Shandy?
Is there anything that they won't recreate?
If you could shake it.
If you can shake it.
Anything.
But they're not making the thing, so it doesn't matter.
Recreating.
Oh, my gosh.
They're just recreating the format form of it.
Yeah, I don't
That's
understand
one of the highest art forms that you can possibly
tracing?
Do.
Tracing?
He doesn't get it. He'll never get it. He doesn't get it now.
He's not a get it guy.
If you don't get it now, you will never.
You'll never get it. Okay, fair.
A Kringle.
Yeah,
the shape of a water bottle. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
I'd be in for that.
You know, it's really wild. If you guys took me there and then just started shaking me, full size.
If we can shake it, they can make it.
Wow. Let's give it a shot. Let's go to Shandy's.
Let's give it a shake. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll be back on Thursday. Best of year two. I think you're really going to dig it. And next week, this is the schedule as of now. There is a new movie that's airing on Movies and Mysteries.
Okay.
So we'll watch it. And then Thursday, we kick off Christmas in July because it's technically July. But until then, may we be the first to wish you
Merry Christmas.